SCOTUS, stay away from the Strait of Hormuz for what is called an interim period after a British-owned tanker was seized by Iran. Another vessel has been released. Tehran said today the seizure was in response to Britain's role in impounding an Iranian supertanker earlier. A British government spokeswoman said today, "We remain deeply concerned about Iran's unacceptable actions, which represent a clear challenge to international freedom of navigation." British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt issued a warning.
We're not looking at military options. We are looking at a diplomatic way to resolve the situation. But we are very clear that it must be resolved.
A former British Royal Navy officer, Rear Admiral Chris Parry, says the Iranian regime has a blatant disregard for international maritime law. He was interviewed by Sky News.
They've done it before. They did it in the 80s. And it's a well-known tactic in the Straits of Hormuz. This is just blatant use of force against the international community, not just the US and the UK.
Here in Washington, counterterrorism expert Seth Jones is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says Iran seems to be calibrating its actions in the Gulf.
They didn't target a U.S. ship. They targeted a British tanker. So it's a way to respond without escalating too much. And it's just a seizure. It's not sinking it, so it's not an act of war. It's a calculated, careful response, I think, in a tit-for-tat now relationship between the U.S. and its allies and Iran.
A 42-year-old man from New York is back on U.S. soil, charged with fighting for the Islamic State terror group as a sniper before rising through the ranks to become an emir. Charges against Ruslan Maradovich Asainov were unsealed after the Syrian Democratic Forces handed him over to U.S. law enforcement. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Lawyers for U.S. President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign say they want the use of former special counsel Robert Mueller's report as part of their defense against a Democratic National Committee lawsuit. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has a report.
A federal judge in New York says he might consider the Mueller report on Russian election meddling in a suit brought by the Democratic National Committee against the 2016 Trump campaign. The Democrats claimed in their suit that the campaign conspired with WikiLeaks, the Russians, President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, and others. Lawyers for the Trump campaign say those allegations might not stick, considering the report released in April found there was no collusion. The Democrats, who first wanted to use the report, now say the judge should note there is a report but not consider its contents. The judge didn't say when he would decide on the issue. I'm Tim McGuire.
Authorities in Canada have identified two people found dead on a British Columbia highway earlier this week. They are China Noel Dees from the U.S. state of North Carolina and Australian Lucas Fowler, the son of a police official in New South Wales. An RCMP spokesperson says it is still to be determined if the two had been targeted or were victims of a random crime. How they died has not yet been revealed. The World Food Program warns that nearly 2 million people in Mozambique are at risk of severe food shortages without urgent international assistance, the result of two destructive cyclones earlier this year. Lisa Schlein filed a report for VOA from Geneva.
Hundreds of people were killed, tens of thousands made homeless, and livelihoods lost when cyclones Idai and Kenneth hit Mozambique with devastating force in March and April. The destructive power of the two storms has wreaked havoc on the country's infrastructure and agriculture. Many crops that were about to be harvested and farm infrastructure were destroyed. The impact of these two disasters lingers on, threatening widespread hunger among survivors of these twin disasters. World Food Program spokesman Hervé Verhulst says more than 1.6 million people are suffering from acute food insecurity, and the worst is yet to come.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. The World Food Program says it'll provide food assistance to more than a half million Mozambicans a month through October. A powerful bomb blast outside the gates of Kabul University in the Afghan capital on Friday killed at least 8 people and wounded 33 as students and lawyers waited to take an examination. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. A day earlier, Taliban insurgents set off 2 car bombs outside a police headquarters in the southern city of Kandahar, killing at least 12 and wounding more than 80. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
The Voice of VOA America. One. The Voice of America. VOA One.